The Move Sisters. Freedom. Now, it's a fact that the U.S. is an ahistorical society. If we go more than 20 minutes down Times Road, most Americans will have forgotten all. A few weeks, a month, forget it. Americans long for the now, the new, the best thing. And truth be told, what passes for history these days are usually lies. You know, about freedom-loving founding fathers and so forth. Truth? Almost all of them were wealthy slave owners. It's hard to even say freedom when you own other people. Let's go back, but not so far. August 8th, 1978. That's the last day that Move Sisters, Debbie Sims Africa, Janine Phillips Africa, and Janet Holloway Africa saw freedom. That's the date Philadelphia cops attacked Move's house in West Philly. And again, truth, they shot one of their own and charged 9 Move men and women with murder. Yet how do you murder someone, shoot someone, without using or even charged with possessing a weapon? For 38 years, the Move sisters have been wondering about that same thing. Truth, they were prosecuted for being Move members. They were convicted for being Move members. They have repeatedly been denied parole for being Move members. The struggle for their long-denied freedom is heating up as more and more people learn about their unjust plight. These beautiful, thoughtful women are model prisoners. They help other women navigate the horrors of imprisonment at Cambridge Springs. It is criminal that they've been in prison for one day, much less 38 years. Join the campaign to free the Move family. Contact www.causes.com/campaigns/92454-free-the-move-9. Sign the petition. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.